Don't mess it up.
Hi, everyone.
Cynical It.
Here, the internet's busiest music
gangster.
And it's time for a review of the new Aphex Twin. Aphex Twin is one of many, but the most popular of musical aliases, spearheaded by UK-based electronic music
tape nigga and bootlegger
Richard D. James. He is a
player
in ambient techno, drum and bass, acid techno, IDM.
Cynical It
is a big fan of Aphex Twin's music. But even though there's a new young market of electronic music fans that Richard's music might not necessarily be touching, much of his early discography has recently gained this classic, untouchable. Combine this with the fact that it's been 13 years since the last Aphex Twin album, and you've got kind of a perfect storm for this album. It's bound to be a fan pleaser. His fans are looking for him to do anything at this point. IDM. Six. His ideas have been copied the world over. His influence on electronic music is immeasurable.
This is at a rather high rate of sampling. I think I was picking off an awful lot of shit, though. Can you smell that shit? Yes, I could smell an awful lot of shit there.
And a lot of
feces as well.
Yeah, this is that rather... Can you smell that shit? Well, I don't know quite where the shit was... John is an ugly bastard, yeah. Nothing like smelly cunts. We're now sampling up. Yes, but,
Anthony, Aunt Tano
has been arrested for eating dog shit. Smelly cunt.
Let's have some Apex.
Instead, he's kind of moving backwards toward an almost completely synthetic sound. Producing a series of tracks that sound almost retro in tone. Drum patterns to the drum timbres. To the way the synthesizers sound. I wouldn't say these tracks are as ambient as some of the songs from Aphex Twin's first two full-length records. that Caustic Window record didn't make nearly as big a splash as this new Aphex Twin record is.
Naturally, Do Re Mi Fa So and So and all the tools we used to build a song. Once you have these notes in your head, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up like this.
What goes on these very influential records seems so commonplace and kind of dated now. Plus, it doesn't help that the technology available for making electronic music, drum machines, sequencers, synthesizers, digital audio workstations, all of that stuff has increased tenfold. Now, even though I think Mr. James' earlier works do sound a little dated today, I don't think that is the case for his entire discography. This is not where Richard is starting his adventures. Pioneer in drum and bass.
Let's have some Aphex.
Drum and bass. He's kind of moving backwards. Calls back to the world of cold, calculated, cerebral, and relaxed IDM.
Give us a snare rush, 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 rush.
Explore Richard's softer, more introspective side. It kind of begs the question, do we need Richard to come back to give us another installment of his early years here?
Yes!
Richard D. James album still holds up incredibly well. It may be kind of long-winded, and it definitely does drift away from the electronics that many people came to expect. We'll be right back. lot of organic impressionist compositions on this. Is constantly switching out drum patterns. Wintry, icy chime synthesizers. And I love the bit of percussion. And there's some beautiful la-la-las at the very end of the song, too. Very aggressive track, farty bass lines, and these bass lines are riding an increasingly glitchy beat.
Come on, you cunt, let's have some
farty bass lines. Thank you. Richard's softer, more introspective side. Approach this kind of vintage style of electronic music, vintage at this point, with a modern clarity and vibrance and a very nice high level of detail. Slightly stale aesthetic. Farty bass lines. For sure, I could dive into every one of these tracks and eat up every single musical detail, but sometimes there's not really anything about these productions that invites me in to do that, that draws me in to do that. Because there are tracks on this record that I do think could use some grander changes in their progressions. Grander changes in progression. Otherwise, they're just kind of dabbling in mundane minutiae. There were only a handful of tracks on this LP that I found to be super rewarding. Diving into them, listening to them more actively, namely the song
Bob Morton, because he made a mistake. Now it's time to erase that mistake.
Introducing your host, Dr. Howard Marner, president of Nova Robotics.
Electronic music fans,
I don't give a fuck.
Music from Richard's past sort of resurfaced under this other moniker. The new Aphex Twin. You can kind of just throw it onto the pile of many other records that we have heard thus far and will continue to hear into the future that are coming out from our musical heroes from the 90s. Sometimes the results are going to be great, sometimes they're going to be heinous. I think this result, personally, was
very masturbatory.
I'm feeling a decent to strong six on this thing. Transition. If you've given this a listen, what did you think of it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Why? What do you think I should review next? And that's it.
Cynical it.
Aphex Twin. The Richard D. James album. Forever.